天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。亲爱的听众朋友们，在我们每个人的内心深处呢，都会渴望平安与和睦，小到个人与家庭，大到国家和整个民族。然而为何世界各地依旧充满了战争，甚至只是我们这个小小的家庭，那位人人都渴慕的和平之君到底又在哪里呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们今天跟着麦克牧师一起来寻找答案吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in to this program.
我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
We have begun to talk about the Christmas season.
我们一直在讲有关圣诞节的事。
And we will continue to do so today.
今天我们要继续这个话题。
I want to begin by saying to you,
首先让我告诉你,
All over the world there is bloodshed and violence.
世界各地都充斥着血腥和暴力事件。
In every war-torn countries, every time we hear of ceasefire and peace,
在饱受战争蹂躏的国家里，每当我们听到停火协议和和平会谈时,
it turns out to be a time for reloading of the weapons,
却往往成为补给军火的时机。
And yet, in the midst of all this violence and turmoil,
但是在这些暴行和动乱之中,
we hear the message of the angels, peace on earth,Goodwill toward men.
我们听见天使的信息，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The streets of many cities are marked with violence and bloodshed.
很多城市的街道上也都有流血和暴力的事件。
In many cities, people are afraid to venture out at night.
很多城市里的居民都害怕晚上外出。
And people are asking,
人们会问。
Where is this Prince of Peace of whom the angels said will bring peace on earth, goodwill among men?
天使报信的那位和平之君在哪儿？他不是要为世人带来平安和神的喜悦吗？
And people might rightly ask,
人们也许会理直气壮地问，
Where is this peace that the angels declared at the birth of Jesus Christ?
天使在耶稣基督降生时所宣告的平安在哪儿？
Turmoil seems to have invaded all institutions and relationships.
看来骚乱已入侵所有的团体、组织和人际关系之间了。
Turmoil has invaded the family and even many churches.
骚乱已入侵家庭，甚至在很多教会里。
Where is this Prince of Peace of whom the angels sang?
天使所歌颂的和平之君在哪儿呢？
Peace and tranquility, that is the cry of every human heart.
平安和恬静是每个人心中的呼求。
Yet the angel announced that on earth there would be peace.
而天使也确实宣告了地上会有平安的。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
It means this.
意思就是
If you do not have peace in your heart,
如果你心中没有平安，
If you do not have peace in your marriage,
如果你的婚姻没有平安，
If you do not have peace in your home,
如果你的家没有平安，
If you do not have peace with yourself,
如果你自己本身没有平安，
Most likely it is because you have not enthroned the Prince of Peace,
很可能是因为你没有尊崇那位和平之君，
On the throne of your heart,
让他在你心中作王，
On the throne of your home.
让他成为你家中之主。
And that is why any talk of real peace is futile without the Prince of Peace himself.
因此没有和平之君就没有真平安可谈。
The peace of which the secular world talks about is a time for reloading of the weapons.
世界所讲的平安其实是不及峻火的时机。
A time for calm before another storm.
只不过是另一场暴风雨来临前短暂的平静。
But that's not the peace that the angels have proclaimed nearly 2,000 years ago.
但是这并不是2000年前天使所宣告的平安。
Let me begin at the beginning.
让我从最开头说起。
Humanity has been at war with one another.From the time of creation.
人类自创世以来就一直彼此为仇。
Ever since Adam and Eve rebelled against God and disobeyed his commands,
就是从亚当和夏娃犯罪违背神的命令后开始的。
Ever since that time,
从那个时候起,
people for centuries have longed for a moment of true peace in their hearts and in their community.
许多世纪以来人们一直渴望在他们的内心和社区里能得到片刻真实的平安。
But 2,000 years ago, when the Prince of Peace was born in a manger,
2,000 年前当和平之君降生在马槽里
he was wrapped in a white flag of true peace.
他被一块白布包裹着，这块白布象征着真平安。
The manger was the place where God signed a peace treaty.
马槽就是神为人签署和平条约的地方。
And from that moment to this moment,
从那一刻直到现在
anyone who comes to God in surrender of their weapons,
任何人来到神的跟前只要放下他们的武器
in surrender of their will,
放下他们的意志
in surrender of the resistance to him,
放下他们对神的抗拒
receive true peace,
就可以得到真平安。
Does that mean that you will never have problems?
这样是否表示你不再有困难了?
No.
不是。
The best illustration that I can think of took place several years ago.
有一个最贴切的例子是在几年前发生的事。
A submarine was being tested and had to remain submerged for several days.
有一艘潜水艇要接受检查,需要潜入水底好几天。
When it returned to the harbor, the captain was asked,
当他返回港口,有人问船长,
How did the terrible storm of last night affect you?
昨天晚上那场大风暴对你有什么影响啊?
The captain looked at his superior officer with a surprised look on his face and said,
船长面带惊讶地望着他的上司说,
What storm?
什么风暴呀?
We did not know there was a one.
我们不晓得有风暴啊。
The submarine had been so far beneath the surface,
潜艇停在海底的深处,
that it had reached the area known to sailors as the cushion of the sea,
就是停在水手们所讲的海的软垫上。
Although the ocean were whipped into huge waves by high winds,
虽然海洋受到狂风的冲击而翻起大浪,
the waters below,were never stirred.
但是海底却纹风不动。
That is the kind of peace that the angels proclaimed on that first Christmas night.
这就是第一个圣诞夜天使所宣告的平安。
That is the kind of peace that the Prince of Peace wants to give you now.
这就是和平之君现在要给你的平安。
That is the kind of peace that you can receive from his hand if you ask him for it today.
如果你今天向他求，立刻就可以从他手中获得这平安。
You may have been resisting God's gentle voice of invitation to you.
也许你一直拒绝接受神为生的呼唤。
He has been trying to speak to you.
他一直想要跟你说话。
Maybe through your parents.
也许借着你的父母。
Or through your children.
或者借着你的儿女。
Or through your friends.
或者借着你的朋友。
He has repeatedly invited you to come to him.
他不断地邀请你到他那儿去。
He has been standing at the door of your life and knocking.
他一直站在你生命的门外敲门。
He has been longing for you to sign the peace treaty which he himself has already signed.
神期望跟你签一份合约，而他自己早已在合约上签了名。
But you have been resisting.
但是你仍旧拒绝。
You can take that step of faith and say, Lord, during this Christmas season, I surrender.
你可以跨出信心的第一步，对神说，主啊， 在这圣诞节的时刻，我愿将自己交托给你。
I come to you.
我来归向你。
You have come from heaven 2,000 years ago for me.
2,000 年前你从天上降临是为了我。
Now I come to you.
现在我来归向你。
There is nothing else you can do to bring about the peace in God and the peace with God.
除此以外，你不能做什么去得到在神里面的平安，并与神和好。
And peace with your conscience.
还有让你心安理得。
Many years ago, I met a man in Australia.
很多年前我在澳大利亚遇到一个人。
His name was Colin.
他的名字叫柯林。
His life from the outside seemed just fine.
从外表上看，他过得还不错。
But when he told me what was going on in his life,
但当他告诉我他生命里所发生的事，
there was nothing short of turmoil, grief, and pain.
充满了混乱、忧伤和痛苦。
He searched for peace in success in his job.
他在工作成就上找寻平安。
He searched for peace in his marriage.
他在婚姻关系中找寻平安。
He searched for peace in his social life.
他在社交生活里找寻平安。
But he could not find it.
可是他并没有找到。
I shared with him the secret of peace that is beyond comprehension.
我跟他分享平安的秘诀是超越人所能理解的。
I shared with him the peace that only the Prince of Peace can give him.
我跟他分享，只有和平之君才能给予他平安。
But he did not respond.
可是他没有做出回应。
He said, that's too easy.
他说，那太容易了。
This is too simple.
那太简单了。
Just inviting the Lord into my life will not give me the peace that I'm searching for.
光是邀请主进入我的心并不会带来我想找的平安。
But he went to the church of his parents.
不过他去了他父母的教会。
He joined the church and became one of the busiest workers in that church.
他加入了教会，并且成为教会中最忙于侍奉的人。
But his inner turmoil was on the increase.
可是在他内心的混乱却有增无减。
He thought that the church and church activities would give him relief.
他满以为教会和教会的活动能够让他舒缓一下。
They did not.
但是并非如他所愿。
He thought that religion could help him overcome his inner war.
他以为宗教能够帮助他胜过内心的征战。
It did not.
事实上并不如此。
He thought that if he tried hard enough, that he would alleviate his inner battles.
他以为全力以赴就可减轻内心的斗争。
But it did not.
事实上并不如此。
The only one who can do all of that is a person.
只有一个人有这样的能力。
And that person's name is Jesus.
而那人的名字叫耶稣。
Whose birth we celebrate during this season.
现在我们正庆祝他的生日。
Will you invite him to come into your troubled heart tonight?
今天你是否要请他进到你烦躁的心呢？
Will you invite him to come into your troubled life?
你是否要请他进入你备受困扰的生命？
When my friend Colin finally began to read the scripture,
我的朋友柯林终于开始读圣经了。
His eyes were opened to this profound truth of the birth of God in human flesh.
他的心眼被打开，看到了神降世为人奥妙的真理。
When Colin finally invited Jesus to come into his life,
最后当柯林邀请耶稣进入他的生命之后，
he received that peace which passes comprehension and which he so desperately longed for.
他所得到的平安超过他一直所渴求的，也超过他所想象的。
When Jesus comes into your life, he does several things.
当耶稣进入你的生命里，他会做一些事。
He brings you peace with his Father, God, the creator of heaven and earth.
他使你与创造天地的父神和好，你就有了平安。
He brings you peace with your inner being.
他使你与自己和好，你就有了平安。
He brings you peace with others.
他使你和别人和好，你就有了平安。
There is something else that he brings you.
他还带给你其他的福分。
Jesus did not leave his eternal throne in heaven and be born of a virgin just to bring us peace in this life.
耶稣离开天上永恒的宝座降世为人，从童贞女而生，并不是仅仅要给我们今生的平安。
By his coming into our world, Jesus gave us eternal peace.
耶稣来到我们的世界，更为我们带来永恒的平安。
Peace that goes on and on and on after our death.
这平安一直延续下去，直到我们死后。
This life, whether it will be long or short,
今生无论是长是短。
This life, whether it be comfortable or not,
今生无论舒适与否。
This life, whether it be in good health or not,
今生无论健康与否。
Sooner or later, we shall all die.
迟早我们都会死。
And as far as God is concerned,
在神的标准里,
none of us is good enough to get to heaven on our own merits.
在我们中间没有一个人可以凭自己的功德进天堂。
You could bury your life in serving the poor.
在你的生命中你可以埋头努力服侍贫苦大众。
But that will not get you to heaven.
但那样并不能让你进天堂。
God said you will not go to heaven on the basis of how good you are.
神说你不能凭着自己的好品德进天堂。
God said you will not go to heaven on the basis of the good that you do.
神说你不能凭着自己的善行进天堂。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we are born with sin.
因为我们与生俱来都带有罪性。
We are born with the desire to do things our way and not let God be in charge of our lives.
我们一生下来就要按自己的意思行事，而不让神来掌管我们的生命。
Only the giver of peace.
只有那位赐予平安者。
Only the Prince of peace.
只有那位和平之君。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣基督
can make it possible for you and for me to get to heaven.
可以把你跟我带进天堂。
Only his goodness is good enough to get us into heaven.
只有他那完全的美善才足以带我们进天堂。
You might ask, and what about all these people who do not believe in Jesus?
你也许会问，那些不相信耶稣的好人会怎么样呢？
It is not your problem.
那不是你该担心的事。
That is God's problem.
那是神的事。
Your response to God's invitation is your responsibility.
你的责任就是回应神对你的邀请。
On the day of judgment, God is going to ask you the question.
在最终审判的那天，神会问你一个问题。
What did you do with my son Jesus?
你如何对待我的儿子耶稣？
Did you come to him?
你有没有归向他？
Did you accept his invitation?
你有没有接受他的邀请？
Did you invite him into your life?
你有没有请他进入你的生命？
For centuries, men and women gazed up to heaven and asked, "What is God like?"
自古以来，人们都向天仰望，问道神是怎么样的？
And on that first Christmas day, God revealed what he is like.
在第一个圣诞日，神就显明他自己。
There is a story about a little boy whose father had been away at war for quite some time.
有一个故事说到一个小男孩，他爸爸离家上战场已有好一段时间。
And finally, out of frustration, he looked at a large framed portrait of his father and said,
最后他感到很沮丧地看着他爸爸的照片，说，
Mom, I wish Dad could just step out of the frame and walk into the room.
妈，我真希望爸爸能从镜框中出来，走进这个房间。
On the first Christmas day, God stepped out of the frame and walked into our world.
在第一个圣诞日，神就是从镜框中出来，走进我们的世界。
Do you want to know what God is like?
你要知道神是怎么样的吗？
Look to Jesus.
看看耶稣。
Do you want to understand how God acts?
你要明白神是怎么行事的。
Look to Jesus.
看看耶稣。
Do you want to comprehend the character of God?
你要了解神的性情吗？
Look to Jesus.
看看耶稣。
Why is looking to Jesus most important?
为什么认识耶稣那么重要？
Because God has made only one provision for you and for me to get to heaven.
因为神已经为了我和你预备了上天堂唯一的路。
And that is by accepting his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是接受他的儿子主耶稣基督为救主。
God has done his part.
神已经成就了他的事。
God has fixed his signature to the peace treaty.
神已经在合约上签了他的名。
Will you fix your signature on the peace treaty tonight?
今天你也要在合约上签你的名吗？
Will you say, yes, Lord Jesus?
你会不会说，主耶稣啊？
I have ignored your invitation for far too long.
我一直忽视你的邀请。
I have resisted you for too long.
我一直抗拒你。
I have rejected you for too long.
我一直拒绝你。
Today I come to you to surrender to you and receive you into my life.
今天我来归向你，降服于你，求你进入我的生命。
Today I come to receive your peace.
今天我来要得着你的平安。
Until next time I wish you the peace of God.
愿神赐平安给你，下次再见。
原来问题的关键是我们并没有让这位和平之君在我们心里真正的作王。尽管我们忙于工作、家庭，甚至是教会的侍奉，但我们若未让耶稣作王的话，一切都只是徒劳无益。亲爱的听众朋友们，无论现在的你是否已经是基督徒，那都让我们在这个时刻安静在神的面前，求耶稣在我们里面作王，掌管我们的生命，求他平安喜乐的灵永住在我们里面，使我们的生命与他有真正的连接。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
心